One and only Towns Van Zandt here on the Penguin singing about the Blue Ridge Mountains. Pretty perfect stage setting for us to be chatting up with our guests. I was teasing you just a few minutes ago to get your attention. All the beer lovers out there and brewery lovers, we've got a new one coming to town, and I get the great privilege of getting to welcome them here into the Igloo and into Penguin Land. Big warm welcome to Catawba Brewing Company and Billy Pyatt.
Pyatt. Like Hyatt with a P.
Yeah. Billy Pyatt, who started this baby over 20 years ago. So you are not one of the new ones on the scene in the recent explosion. You've really been in the game a long time. Plenty of our listeners out there I know are familiar with Catawba Brewing and your delicious brews, but we're going to treat this as a 101 for people that don't know anything about you. But first, let me just give you a big warm welcome. We're so glad to have you.
All right, thanks for having me in the Igloo. I love that.
And we're keeping it nice and cool for us in here, too. All right, so congratulations on your move to Wilmington. You've been started in the Blue Ridge Mountains area near Charlotte and Asheville. Give everybody out there just a little bit of an introduction, a little bit of the story as to how you got started in this in 1999, right?
It's absolutely crazy, and it actually goes back a little earlier, and it's all my wife's fault. In 1994 or so, she was looking to buy a man who was impossible to buy for a Christmas present. She couldn't get me a power tool or a piece of sports equipment. I was going to take care of that. So she did her research, and this is pre-internet. There was no internet. I know it's hard to believe there was a time.
Right.
But she had to go find a homebrew supply store. She had this great idea. She drove to Charlotte, met a guy named Jess, who absolutely helped her pick out a wonderful gift. She bought me two kits to make two different brews, 5 gallons at a time on a stovetop. And shortly after Christmas, 1994, I made the first one, fell in love with the process. The beer was pretty good. And one thing led to another. I wrote a computer program to design beers on a keyboard and began to make my own recipes.
Really?
My brother joined in. Liked what we did. He was a bit of a nomad. In the summertime, he'd be back in the western North Carolina mountains. In the wintertime, he went to Steamboat Springs, Colorado every year to work the mountains and ski. Mm-hmm. As he aged out of that ski bum life, which I guess one can do, we decided to give this a go. So today, we are 22 years being professionals. 1999, we started. Sold our first kegs in Asheville. But it's still just my brother, my wife, and me as the owners and characters behind this thing.
I mean, that's really such a trip. Had you ever heard of homebrew kits at the time when she gave you that as a gift?
I had no idea you could do this.
Right.
She wrapped the 5-gallon glass jar called a carboy that you use for fermentation. She wrapped that and put it under the Christmas tree. I opened it and I said, "Wow, what is this?" And she said, "It's a carboy." And I said, "Wow, what is this?" And it didn't take me very long to just get enthralled. I read everything. When the internet happened, all of a sudden I had the world's biggest library for craft beer expertise. I had it at my fingertips.
Right.
I was a sponge.
So that is so cool that like one gift she gives you and look at you are where you are now, a family business. Opening, is this going to be your fifth location?
It's our fifth brewing location. It will be our sixth taproom serving location.
Yeah. I mean, and a booming business. I know I was just getting to know you online before the interview, but, you know, being involved in your communities, providing jobs, like things like that, that I can imagine you never imagined would come of your love of that from that first brew kit.
I mean, I was working at the time for Corning Incorporated, the nice facility over here right off the end of I-40.
Yeah.
I sold fiber optic cable that part of it was made there. That was my career. This was just a hobby. But the more I got into it, the more I loved doing it. And the more you love doing something, you kind of pay attention. And we did pay attention to the industry. My brother was the first full-time employee at our commercial Catawba Valley Brewing Company and was a one-man show for a number of years. And sooner or later, I began to get ready to transition from working for Corning, a fantastic company. I've got tons of friends there. Mm-hmm. Into doing something more entrepreneurial. And in 2011, 2012, I retired from Corning at a relatively early age. I think I was 49, 50, give or take. And left my parking spot in Corning and drove straight to the brewery and been there ever since.
What a great story. I love it. And they do say, you know, you find what you love and you'll never work a day in your life. And here you have an entire second chapter almost in your life after retiring from Corning. And here you are expanding into the Wilmington market. Let's talk a little bit about the Catawba brand. I know that's really important to you. Just anybody can go to see you on Facebook. There is the new Catawba Brewing Wilmington Facebook page. And of course, the website got tons of wonderful background information, but you really did have a lot of kind of where obviously the name implies that Catawba is a big part of your brand and who Catawba Brewing is. So talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Thanks. So if you look at our logo, and I have one on my shirt, just use your internal vision, flip it upside down. This is North and South Carolina upside down. It's made to represent the mountains to the sea. And we always want it to be, look, I've only had one driver's license. I was born in North Carolina. I could recite my number. It's the only one I've ever had. So I'm probably going to be in North Carolina and just call the whole state my home. It was something that we always strove to be is to be local in several locations in the Carolinas. Morganton, North Carolina is our flagship brewery. We make 6,000-gallon batches of all of our products there, canning lines, keg lines. It's a big deal. Our second biggest location is Charleston, South Carolina, where we own the Palmetto brand. We make 3,000-gallon batches down there. So they've got a canning line down there, and so it's a pretty neat couple of facilities. But our smaller breweries are probably more interesting. It's where we learn. Charlotte, Asheville, and now Wilmington give us the opportunity to make some locally inspired beers that may only make it into that lineup at that location.
Right.
May not make it into distribution, but if they're popular, we'll make them again and we'll make more of them if they get really popular. And that's how we continue to grow our brands. And that's honestly how our flagship brand, White Zombie White Ale, started. It was a Halloween party. Somebody wanted a white ale. And we said, okay, here, we made one. We were so small, we had to buy enough ingredients to make it twice. We sold all of the first batch at the Halloween party. People liked it. We hadn't even named it. People liked it. We had all this stuff laying around to make it again. We thought, well, let's make it again and see if distribution, if we can sell it to bars and restaurants. So we made it. We were ready to sell it to bars and restaurants. We could not think of a name. And I actually heard Rob Zombie playing on the radio. And I said, just name it White Zombie. We'll never do this again. Okay, some 20 years later, it's now our biggest brand. You know, Catawba's, we've had some success. There are about 8,000 craft breweries in the United States. If you look at us in terms of volume, the whole company, we're somewhere well inside that top 100, and we're quiet. We just keep doing what we do. We'll make over 100 different beers a year. White Zombie is definitely our largest. If White Zombie were its own brewery, it would be in the top 200 of those 8,000 breweries.
Wow.
So we've just been blessed and lucky with our branding and our brands and the support from the communities where we do localize.
And for the people out there that don't know about the White Zombie, what kind of beer is it?
It's a white ale.
Mm-hmm.
It's very light, easy to drink. My wife says, you know, White Zombie does not offend anyone, yet it gives a craft beer lover an opportunity to have a true craft beer, too.
Very nice. For any of you out there just joining us or just catching the tail end of that, I've got Billy Pyatt in, owner and CEO of Catawba Brewing Company, who, if you haven't heard, is moving into town. In fact, opening doors.
Do you have
a target yet?
Oh, yeah, we've got a target, but we passed it.
Right. That's the nature of the business.
But it is. No, it's in every location. We've built a few of these now, and in every location that we do, we have to get to know the inspectors in the system.
Sure.
We're very close. We think, you know, fingers crossed, that we're going to be able to invite the public in for a beer maybe this weekend.
Very, very soon.
So stay in tune with the websites or the Facebook pages. We'll let everyone know.
And we're going to talk a lot more about that, but we'll take a little musical interlude and hand it over very appropriately to Doc and Merle Watson singing about the Blue Ridge Mountains. In fact, singing the Blue Ridge Mountain Blues. More with Catawba Brewing right after this. There's North Carolina and the Blue Ridge Mountains personified, I'd say. Doc and his son, Merle Watson, singing the Blue Ridge Mountain Blues for us as we are chatting up with new neighbors in the hood from Catawba Brewing, which originated in the mountains of North Carolina and is now moving into town. I've got Billy Pyatt in here with us. Mary, his new GM, is hanging out with us. She doesn't want to get on the mic. We might try to coax her in, but you're going to be seeing Mary over there as well at the new Catawba Brewing. Maybe opening this weekend. That still remains to be seen, but fingers crossed for that. And this is going to be the new location is over on New Center in near the Target Shopping Center, actually where Skytown Beer and Barbecue was. I know you guys have forged a friendship with the folks over there and took over. I know they did things really well when they built out that their spot over there. So you've gotten your hands on a pretty good location from what I can tell.
Yeah, we're so excited. Haley and Steven, who also own Beer Barrio downtown. I'll give them a small plug. They're super nice folks. And we knew them. We sell beer there, right? We sell beer to them.
Right.
We just had a great discussion about, those guys' future goals and ours. And this worked out great. We're so happy. And yeah, we're right across the street from Target. So if we need paper products or whatever, we can carefully cross the street.
Yeah, it is busy over there on New Center. So for folks that didn't catch the full first segment, but just kind of give us an idea of what made you want to move to Wilmington. I mean, obviously there's a scene booming here and you're into beer, but you said Mountains to the Sea has kind of been a vision for a long time. And I guess this was finally just the right time, right opportunity.
Absolutely the right time. I wish we could have done it even a year earlier. You do what you can do. We had an acquisition three years ago, with the Palmetto Brewing Company, and it took us a couple of years to just digest that. It was a big add to us. We're now back on our feet. We asked Mary who has done several of these for us. We asked Mary to go out and find a location, and through her own methods, we looked at a few cities, and Wilmington was a place that we had always targeted. Having the relationship with Stephen and Haley, having Mary over here in Wilmington, and my brother and I knowing a little about the beer scene here, watching it grow, one visit and we were rehooked. In January, we came down and made one visit, and we knew this is what we wanted to do.
Well, congratulations to you, and like I said before, welcome. Let's talk beer. Mm-hmm. I know we're talking about the White Zombie as one of your flagships, but I know something that recently caught my attention is this Peanut Butter and Jelly Time. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, that one started as kind of a one-off. It looked a little different than it does now, but we wanted to make a beer to celebrate a young kid from Western North Carolina, celebrate his life. And his favorite things were sunshine and peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. Tragedy, the young kid lost his life in a farm accident.
Oh my goodness.
And so we made our first cut at this many years ago to celebrate Arlo's, the kid's name was Arlo. Celebrate his life. And every time we make it, we think about this. It's important to us that the beer has a root. But this is a beer that is a light brown ale. So think about it as maybe like our brown beer, just a little lighter color. So you get a lot of breadiness from that kind of a beer. And then we age it on real peanuts, crushed peanuts. And they are a pain to handle. And the oils and things they emit are a little hard to handle. But we understand how to do it. It's been making this thing 10 years now. We know how to do it. And we take all that and we age it on fresh raspberries. The beer takes about a month to make, so it ties up our production capacity. And that's okay that we do it in the cooler weather, so it's a little bit lower time for our business. So we have room in the process to do it, or processing schedule to do it. Put it in cans and kegs and kick it out to markets in 5 states. But our favorite part of this is our release weekend. And when we do release weekend, we do it at every Catawba and Palmetto location. So we have, it may be the state's biggest beer party. I know it's the widest ranging beer party when we do this thing. And we're shooting for April 2nd.
I was going to say, isn't this coming soon too?
April 2nd. I promise you, we're going to be open in Wilmington. And we are going to celebrate peanut butter jelly release here in Wilmington.
Well, I cannot wait to try it. And of course, you have lots of other beers. Just to give everybody out there a little bit of kind of what sets you apart. I know one of the things is that you really do try to create a variety of beers. You want to elaborate on that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We'll do over 100 beers in any given year. Some of them don't get any further than our tap rooms, but that's pretty cool. You should come see us in the tap rooms. We'll have, from 20 to 50 taps in our tap rooms, depending on which location we have. We've increased the taps in Skytown from their I think they had 8 when we got them. And now we're up to 24.
Wow.
And you'll get beers that you can't find in a grocery or chain. They're really small batch. But we'll make everything from those quote gateway beers like White Zombie, the beer that doesn't offend anyone, mm-hmm. To some of those thick, chewy, milkshake IPAs, fruity big IPAs, the deep dark stouts, and even the deep hardcore sours. We've got two, now three breweries. Their only job is to make new beers. Asheville, Charlotte, and now Wilmington. The only job is to experiment and make new beers. So we're pretty tickled to be able to have this other kind of mad scientist lab. And Scott and I are going to make a beer or two here. But we're also going to open this up to collaborations for area brewers, for Stephen and Haley from Skytown, from local nonprofits. This is how we learn and how we learn more about the area where we service.
And I hear you're saying their only job for some is going to just be experiment. And I'm like, did you get all your jobs filled? I'm sure if people out there are like, wait, I want that job. Did you guys get everybody? Have you gotten all hired in pretty well?
Yeah, we're pretty excited.
Pretty stocked up.
We were able to keep, and this is our first restaurant. The other Catawba breweries, we don't own a restaurant. This is our first restaurant, and we are going to devote some time to support it and to learn from it. But we were lucky we kept the core kitchen side. And Chef Darrell is staying with us, and I'm so glad. He's such a good guy, and he's got some really neat ideas to help us move our vision of the restaurant forward. Our front-of-house staff, I just met them last night, just phenomenal people, big smiles, and they're so happy to start on this venture with us. So we just can't wait.
Well, we are happy to be shining our light on you and welcoming you to town and congratulating you in this new chapter in a long venture. That started way before, you know, the Wilmington scene. Everybody here has watched the explosion over the past 3, maybe 4 years, I guess. But you were in the game before the 2000s, even.
Before the internet existed. this reminds us so much of what Asheville was. It's exploding. It's creative. It's friendly. It's collaborative, and we're just tickled to death to be here. It takes us back home, and every time I walk into the facility, I just get a smile. It's really neat.
Well, we couldn't be happier for you. Thank you so much for taking time to come in. Thank you for coming to Wilmington and giving some jobs and bringing some more delicious beer. Can't wait to try the peanut butter jelly time. Sounds too good to be true. Thank you so much for coming in. That is Billy Pyatt with Catawba Brewing, getting ready to open their doors. Perhaps any day now, maybe by this weekend, you can certainly stay in touch via Facebook, Catawba Brewing Wilmington. You'll see the new dedicated Wilmington page. And of course, their website, catawbabrewing.com. You can peruse all the different beers that they make, learn about them, their story. Billy and his brother, pictures of you guys in the driveway making beer.
Oh, Lord.
Way back when. Yeah, I saw those on the website.
I had hair and no wrinkles.
That's a life well lived. You got some hair. All right, you guys, thank you so much for coming in. And we've got a lot more music headed your way, as always, here on The Penguin.